My positive word is my magic wand. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Camp Oaks, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. My positive word is my magic wand. Here at the Absolute Monastery, we're constantly talking about words and talking about magic and talking about healing and talking about wholeness and talking about isness and the nowness and the now, and it's a never-ending subject because it's a topic that once you settle on the truth of anything, then there's nothing more to say. And once we take the essence of the word now and make it ours, there's nothing more to say. And it is very interesting how we do things. We all like to have the idea of our positive word being something very special and very positive and very powerful for us. However, we forget. The word positive means definite, you know. It means affirmative. It means something that is done. A positive cluck in the cheek, you know. A positive hit in the belly, you know. And a positively good movie, you know, or a positively bad movie, you know, or like the kids use the word, that's a bad show, meaning it was very good, turning words around, which is always a lot of fun too. But we know what we're saying when we say my positive word is my magic wand. So when I say I like me, it's like sprinkling pixie dust all over me. Every time, just think of that. I mean, you're Mr. Sandman. Every time you say, I like me, you are sprinkling pixie dust all over you. It's like the mouse, you know. He knows which button to press to get food or to get water or to get whatever he wants because he's learned. And so he steps on the button that says food because he's hungry, and so he eats. Now, a mouse is not always hungry. So he doesn't always step on the food. Sometimes he's thirsty. And sometimes he just wants to take a nap. Well, you have a button, or your magic wand, which sprinkles pixie dust on you every time you say a positive word. Now, so I say, I love you. Now, that's a positive word. And pixie dust comes dumping all over you and sprinkling all over. Then you say, I hate you. Oh, my. And what happens then? What do you think happens then? What happens then is no pixie dust comes out. No goodness comes out. No badness comes out. No nothing comes out. It's just nothing. You see, when you say something negative out of your pixie dust, nothing comes out. So no good feelings, no good emotions, no good attitudes come into your life when you say bad things. It's just that way. And if you keep on saying bad things, then less and less good things are coming into your life, less pixie dust is being poured into your experience, and less happiness is coming your way. Some people say, oh, why me, oh Lord? Why do I have all the troubles? Why? Because it's what you talk about all the time. That's what you concentrate on. Look, sad sack. Look, sad sack. Take a minute with me and just take a walk. Just a few steps in. Now, I'm going to point some things out to you, and you're going to give me your opinion of them as I point them out. Okay, there is a crack in the sidewalk. Now, what are you going to say? Gee, that poor construction, poor engineering. And now, what would a child say if they see a crack in the sidewalk?
I jump over it.
It's something to jump over. You see, they think of it as a happy thing. Mm-hmm. And they have jokes, you know, step on a crack and break your mother's back and other silly things like that. Well, now, who started that sort of stuff? The adults are created that sort of nursery rhyme, not the children, because the children don't even think of it, you know. Crack, back, slack, mac, tack, lack. You see, all these things, they're trying to rhyme. And so if someone with a creative spirit would say crack, smack, back, tack, yeah, or, you know, whatever. And you see, you can think of a lot of good words. Now, what's on the back of a crack?
Okay.
The rest of the crack. Now, what if you took a crack apart and you put some glue in there and put the crack together? What would you have? You'd have a piece of concrete step that's whole and perfect, you know? But it's got that glue in there. Well, we have lots of little glued areas in our life, you know. We have lots of little glued areas where we had negative thinking in, and we put positive thinking in, you know. In Samantha and Bewitched, Darren knocks over a very expensive vase, and what they're doing with a very expensive vase in their house, you know, with their medium budget, it doesn't make sense, but that's okay, nothing makes sense. So he knocks over this vase, and it's her favorite, naturally. And so he goes into the closet and hangs up his coat. When he comes out, the vase is sitting on the table again, all mended nicely. And he says, I told you we wouldn't do that anymore. And she says, do what? And he said, do magic anymore. Well, you see, think about this. Darren comes into the house, takes off his coat, and knocks the vase off the table. It falls on the carpet and bus, you know. And all they'd have to do is just to snap their finger and have the time go backwards to when the vase was on the table, and have him come in the house and take off his coat and facing another direction, so he wouldn't hit the vase. Now, you can do that. You see, all time is now, and so why not remake the time? Why not have the time be something unique and new? My positive word is my magic wand. Now, how do you think that vase got back together? Samantha said, back together, you know, you're back together. She spoke her word, it's her magic wand. Now, what's your word? Now, the little kids, she winkled her nose, yeah. Mm-hmm. The little kids are having an argument, and they hate each other, and they're angry with each other, and they want to kill each other, and they're very upset with each other. And the mother says, now, what seems to be the problem? Oh, they did this, you know. And then the mother says, well, okay, now that that's all over with, go on in the house, let's have some ice cream. And they all come in the house, even the bad boys and the bad girls, you know, who did the bad things, they come in the house, and they all have ice cream together. And they sit around the table eating the ice cream as though there was never a discussion in any way that was negative. Now, the mother is recreating that now instant. She's creating that now instant as though it never happened. And for those children, it truly never happened. Now, can we create a now incident with us in an illness situation? Now, just imagine if you had, some illness, don't need to name it, and you got this illness, and it's a bad one, and you're not enjoying it. And so your friend comes in who doesn't know that you have this illness, and they look at you and they say, well, how are you doing, Maggie? You know, and you say, just fine, Peggy. And, well, Maggie, what are you in bed for here? It's the middle of the day. Well, I'm sick. Well, you, Maggie, you don't look sick. Well, Peggy, I am sick. Well, Maggie, I don't see you sick at all. I see you wonderful. Remember, Maggie, when we were out dancing? Remember when we went to the ball the other night, you know, and you had your husband and I had my husband, and we just whirled and whirled and whirled and whirled. Oh, yes, 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 yes. In her mind, she's doing this now. And remember when we went to the picnic together? We went to the Yosemite National Park. We went up there, and we put up our tents, and we made a campfire. And our two families ate together and played together and did all these things. We trekked up the side of the mountain and everything. Remember? Oh, yes, 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 yes. And, well, come on, let's do it right now. Okay. And she gets out of bed, forgetting that she's sick. And Everything's in the car. Let's go. Come on, husbands, kids, you know, food, tents, everything. Let's go. And so she gets out of bed, gets dressed, goes and gets in the car, doesn't even think that she's ill, doesn't even think that there's a problem. Her family doesn't mention it, you know. Mm-hmm. Her family merely mentions the fact, hi, Mom, come on, we're ready to go. You know, hurry up, you know, hurry up, which you say to a well person, not to a sick person, you know, hurry up. Now, interesting, you don't say that to a sick person. And so Mom comes and jumps in the car and sits down there, and the drive begins, and she says, oh, this is so much fun. I like this. Every time we go to Yosemite, it's such a joy to see the big trees and to see the forest. I love it in the early morning where the sunlight is just coming down through the trees, flickering through the trees. It's just so beautiful. And sometimes on a full moonlight, when the moonlight comes down through the trees and the branches, and it is beautiful to sit there around the fireside and take our red-hot sticks and wave them in the air and make writing in the air at night. And, oh, it's just such fun to do this. Well, you see, she forgot. She forgot she was supposed to be sick. Now, what sort of a magic wand waver are you with your positive words? Can you wave with your magic positive words the wand of beauty and joy and wholeness and goodness? Can you go in to see a sick person and not see them sick? Treat them just like they're a whole person. Do not treat them like they're an invalid. Do not treat them like there's something wrong. Treat them only perfect. Can you do that? If you can do that, and in yourself, you're strong enough that you're nothing bothers you. You don't even pay attention to some ugly thing that looks like sickness. You know, you don't pay attention to it at all. You only pay attention to the truth. And what's going to happen? You're dumping your pixie dust all over them. And that's all they're going to experience. And they'll get out of bed and walk with you. That's why Jesus said, pick up your bed and walk. I mean, here this guy was sick. He was so sick, he was in bed. He couldn't do anything. And Jesus said, take your bed and walk. Pick up your own bed, your own bed. Walk with it, you know. He expected him to be whole and perfect. Like the time Mark hit his head on the concrete, you know. After everything was said and done, and it was all proven that he was perfect, the hospital kept him overnight. They wanted to make sure. And so the next morning, and of course, a person who's had a head concussion or something like that, you don't let them drive or something because, you know, anything could happen. Well, Mark says, I'm driving, Dad. I said, okay. See, I believed that he was whole and perfect. I knew he was whole and perfect. He was whole and perfect. He only could be whole and perfect. That's all that he could be in my world. That's my son, you know. And I think people are so stupid to call me in so late on things, you know. First, they let themselves get in a fit and a fiddle about not feeling good and having problems. And then a week or two later, they call me and they say, Herb, what am I going to do? And I said, well, you made your bed, now lay in it. No, I don't say that. But I should. The thing is, if you just, excuse me, would get with me right away when they have some problem, and we put the negative cause out the window and put the positive cause in motion, it's done, it's happened. See, my positive word is my magic wand. I say you're whole and perfect. I say you're whole and perfect. I say you're whole and perfect. Now, anytime any of you, if you have any feeling of not being whole and perfect in any area, don't say I'm not whole and perfect. Instantly say I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. Say it and 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 say it. Say it all night long, all day long. Say it until you believe it and experience it. It won't take long. And the more you practice it, the quicker it happens. And this hurt will come into your awareness of some sort. I'm whole and perfect. It's gone. You know? Mm-hmm. You bottled it. You capped it. You sent it away. And it's done. It's not part of your world anymore. But if you're going to be lazy and wait and until the last death knell is rung, then, yes, it takes a little bit of awareness to realize you're whole and perfect. like the, with Irene, you know, she waited till she was all shriveled up, at least her daughter did, and finally called us in, and she said, "You mean I can live?" "Yes, you can." "Okay, then let me live," you know, and she made the decision. But she was given the diagnosis, the logical, reasonable diagnosis from the doctor who looked at her body condition and her condition of the things she was going through, and he says, "You're going to die. You know, wrap it up." And that's tough. And they told Norman Cousins, "You're going to die." And he got himself a room in a hotel across the street. As he said, it was cheaper than the hospital. And even with all the nurses, of course, he was so rich, it didn't matter. But anyhow, and then he laughed his head off and put it back on again. He was home perfect, you know. This is the way it is. This is the way the principle works. My positive word is my magic wand. I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. And that's my magic wand, and that's a magic that works for everybody. And if you go into your room and you're sick in bed, and you're dying there, you say to yourself, "Hey, come on, Sylvia." So you say to yourself, you know, "Let's go play in the park, come on. Let's go swimming. Let's go out in a nice pool, you know, and float around there." And the old Sylvia laying in bed says, and the Sylvia standing there says, "Get your butt out of bed and come on, or before I kick it out. You know, we're going up there to swim." "All right, all right, all right," you know. You need a very aggressive personality to say these magic wand things, because then you got to follow through. "Maggie, come on, we're going to go to Yosemite." "Oh boy, oh boy." You know, she gets all enthused about it, remembering it, and she gets out of bed forgetting she was sick, and really forgetting she was sick. Getting in the car, and the family is all clued into this, you know. Mom's home and holding perfect. Don't say one word about anything, just talk about the trip and the fun and the stuff, you know. No back. And it's done. You say it's a joke? Ha! It's no joke. Done all the time, and why not have it be done with you? My friends, it's been wonderful chatting with you. I love you, and have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.